And the cigarette conversation refusing to go away. You heard at the top of the hour, Jackson Mthembu, the minister in the presidency, arguing that eventually it will be lifted. I think there's been a lot of confusion and even disagreement about whether or not cigarettes are necessarily the lesser evil. But what if they are not evil at all? We're joined now by Dr. Konstantinos Farsalinos, who's a renowned cardiologist and an anti-smoking researcher. Doctor, very good morning to you. Thank you for your time.
Good morning. Thank you for the invitation.
So we are talking, of course, because now we understand there's research that seems to suggest that cigarette smoking may not necessarily pose as great a risk when it comes to COVID-19 as initially feared.
I would say that we are looking at the potential benefits of nicotine, and I wouldn't use the tobacco cigarette as a protective measure, not only for COVID, but for anything, because there are well-known long-term risks. But nicotine, which is one of the compounds of tobacco cigarettes, may have some protective role to play in COVID-19. And this research is coming from observations, clinical observations from published studies that very few smokers are hospitalized for COVID-19.
Well, yeah, that's exactly the point. So we're not at all suggesting that smoking cigarettes could be beneficial in any way. But what we have been told, though, is that, I mean, in our country, for example, we have banned the sale of cigarettes as part of the measures of dealing with the spread of COVID-19. And there's a lot of fear around the risk that smoking in particular poses specifically to this coronavirus. Evidence is emerging to suggest that it may not be specifically, as far as COVID-19 is concerned, as great a risk as we feared.
Well, I still don't understand why the government in South Africa, and it's one of the very, very few countries, I mean, I don't know if there are more than two or three countries which have taken this decision, and you need to think why all other countries have not taken the same decision. And the reason is very simple. There is zero evidence that smoking will propagate or is in some way increase the transmission of coronavirus in the community. In fact, banning smoking during a pandemic can have very adverse effects on a population level, like, for example, greatly increasing illicit trade. And in reality, illicit trade, which exists also in South Africa, and I've seen studies about that, is going to have no competition from the legal market. You understand that this will increase not only the prices of the illicit trade, it's not only going to be a monopoly, the illicit trade, but also this will increase the sharing of products between smokers, because you need to understand that smoking is an addiction. And when you use such a drastic measure, you know, a shock treatment like banning cigarettes, it's very, very unlikely that smokers who are dependent on smoking are going to simply quit because of the ban. The most likely outcome is that they're going to find cigarettes in the black market. And you know, black market means sharing products. So I don't see, and there is absolutely no evidence, scientific evidence, that banning smoking is going to have an effect, let alone that you are abruptly seizing nicotine intake in this case, in these people. You're not providing them with an alternative, because what we discuss is providing smokers with alternatives, like NRTs. I'm talking about nicotine, not smoking, of course. But, you know, you may be doing short-term harm because you need to give nicotine to these people.
I mean, our government is arguing, in fact, that, you know, by banning the sale of cigarettes, it may even make it simply unaffordable for people to purchase cigarettes. But let's move on. I'm curious about the research that you are doing as far as the role of nicotine and particularly its anti-inflammatory properties. How's that a factor?
Yes, we started through the observation, as I told you, that very few smokers are hospitalized. We have published 3 studies, and another one was accepted yesterday. Then we thought that the only thing that makes sense is for nicotine, which has well established over a long time. There is research about the anti-inflammatory effects of what we call the nicotinic cholinergic system, some receptors in the human body that are activated by nicotine, which have anti-inflammatory properties. And we also observed that some of the clinical manifestations, the symptoms and signs of the disease could be linked with a dysfunction of this system. And that's why we proposed clinical trials on nicotine. So I wouldn't suggest people to just go and buy nicotine, of course, because it's still too early. Yeah. We need a clinical trial, but we're also looking in laboratory studies on potential interaction mechanisms.
Has your hypothesis been met with any opposition?
Yes, as always, because you know that nicotine is a controversial issue because of smoking. But we've made it clear in all our studies, and it's an explicit statement that it's not about smoking. No one should start and no one should continue to smoke. People should quit. But you need to understand that banning smoking is not a way for people to quit. It's a way to create an explosion of the black market. You can't use such a shock treatment, especially during a pandemic. This will greatly affect the psychology and the stress in the community among smokers, and this will probably create more short-term effects than adverse effects, rather than benefits.
If you're advising our government, given the position they have taken on this issue, what would you say to them? I mean, do you see this as perhaps serving a narrow agenda? What would you tell them?
I would use conventional wisdom that has been used by all countries in the world. There is no benefit of banning cigarettes during the pandemic. And in fact, there are many unintended consequences that, you know, no one has investigated. I'm sure that the government has the best of intentions. There is no doubt. However, sometimes the authorities are in panic and take knee-jerk reactions that, think that it's the best for the population, but they've never thought that it's bad. And you see that the health argument is basically invalid by the fact that they are planning to lift the ban. So why would you lift the ban? The only reason to quit smoking, quitting smoking is having benefits over the long term. It's not going to have benefits in 1 week or 1 month. And someone who is smoking until now and quits today, if tomorrow they get COVID-19, they're not going to have any benefit. They are in reality smokers too. It takes years for smoking to former smokers to reverse the damage. There is no short-term benefit, really, and there are strong potential adverse effects of such decisions.
I think you've put it very, very clearly there. Dr. Konstantinos Farsalinos talking to us on the line from Athens, Greece, part of an international research team looking at the potential benefits, if you will, of pharmaceutical nicotine, not cigarettes, all right? So he's not somebody who advocates for smoking at all. But I think if you are in government and making those decisions, have a listen to that.